And just from a clinical point of view, putting aside reimbursement and access, et cetera, what about a checkpoint inhibitor? And what about a checkpoint inhibitor slash anti-angiogenic like atezo-bev in a situation like this?
So I think in terms of the single agent checkpoint inhibitors, I think that would also still be reasonable. Purists and sort of hardliners within the field see the pembro versus placebo data as negative. It is a negative study. It didn't meet its primary endpoint. And whether that's because of some statistical design, whether it's because of unintentional crossover, some will say negative is negative. And thus, when you're presented with a patient, you want to give them the, you know, not having some biomarker to select who's going to respond to an immunotherapeutic. One approach might be to say, well, they tolerated a TKI. We know from a population-based perspective, they respond to a second-line TKI, improves overall survival, and that's what we're going to use. On the contrary, there are others that would say that, you know, it wasn't a positive study, but it was very close. There was a high objective response rate. We know a subset of people do respond very well to immunotherapeutic. And, you know, I know there isn't a statistically proven survival advantage, but I might try that. And so I think the second line IO may become less of a question if more people adopt the frontline IO, right? If you have a frontline IO and you progress on it, I think it's unlikely that you'd get a single agent IO in the second line. For those people that get a TKI upfront, the question I think becomes if they, you know, in my practice, I think if they tolerated it very well, they had a response, I might just switch because, you know, we know that when you treat somebody with an anti-angiogenic like sorafenib, there's upregulation of MET. Cabozantinib targets similar proteins to sorafenib, but also MET. You know, maybe it makes sense to give that at progression in that subset. And that's why I chose cabozantinib there. Does that help clarify for you?
Absolutely, absolutely.
I think also regorafenib would be reasonable as well based on the data. Though if, just to change the scenario, if this patient tolerated sorafenib poorly, was not able to get on 400 milligrams for at least a month, that would have excluded them from the rego trial, but not the cabo trial, and thus I would choose cabo. Does that make sense?
Absolutely, but I do think it's interesting that you consider that a patient, quote, tolerated sorafenib well when they required a dose reduction, because everything is relative in this world. And,
It's all relative.
You know, we've
It's all
been living
relative.
with sorafenib for a long time, and everybody knows the challenges, and at least to have some options.